弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brother and sister.
我们感谢主。每一次我们都可以来到神的家里面，那和弟兄姊妹一起追求。
Thanks to the Lord that we could come together in this house and pursue.
每一次在预备信息的时候，主的话都先对我讲。
Every time when I prepare a message, I would get the message first.
所以呢，每次心呢都是先受警戒，先受责备。
So every time I would receive it, and I would tell myself it.
因为我发现我自己真的是蒙恩的罪人。
Because I knew that I'm just a blessed sinner.
有许多的时候需要神常常的怜悯。
That I need God's mercy.
那个人在神的面前做调整，才可以来到他的面前侍奉。
And that I could fix myself before I come serve the Lord.
我们常常呢，我们做了基督徒之后。
That after we become a Christian.
我们的神呢，就在我们里面点起火来。
That our Lord will light up a fire.
那这个火呢，就一直在我们的心里面燃烧。
And this fire will burn.
那好像一个圣灵的工作在我们里面，让我们知道我们是属神的儿女。
Just like the Spirit is telling us that we are the children of God.
那所以呢，属神的儿女能够发光是很自然的事。
So that's why it is only natural for the children of God to shine.
那这个光一直在这里照耀。
And then the light keeps shining.
所以呢，当四围的人看到这光的时候，
So when people around us, when they see this light,
那有一些人就会主动来接近这光。
People will come to work this fire.
所以这光就可以一直的照亮。
And then now this fire can spread.
那不但如此，两个光在一起的时候，它的光更照明。
And yes, together, when two of these lights come together, it becomes brighter.
那又有时候呢，我们愿意去把这样的福音传给别人的时候。
And there's times when we're willing to pass this light on to someone else.
所以呢，这样的光呢，也就继续传下去。
And this light will now spread some more.
有时候可能比较慢一点。
Sometimes it might take a little longer.
可是呢，我们还要耐心的把这个福音传出去。
But I tell you, we have to be patient to preach the gospel.
那一直到别人也领受这样的救恩为止。
Until the other person have received this gospel.
我要小心。那可能呢，我们可以把这个火一直传下去。
Maybe we could pass on this fire some more.
真的，有时候这实在是很难传的福音。
Even though sometimes it's difficult to preach.
可是呢，我们愿意把我们的火一直传在别人身上的时候。
But when we're willing to pass on this fire.
那这个火呢，就可以一直传下去。
Then this fire can pass on.
那在我里面，我就觉得我们必须常常的问，问自己。
Then a lot of times I remind myself.
我们的火还在吗？
That is my fire still lit up?
我们必须常常问我们身旁的人。
And we have to ask the people around us.
我的火还在吗？
Is my fire still light up?
做一个基督徒的见证还在吗？
Am I still a testimony?
这见证是谁呢？
Who is this testimony?
这见证还不是这一个蜡烛。
And tell you that the testimony is not just a candle.
这见证是神的光。
But it is the fire and the light.
有没有在我们的身上？
Is my light shining?
我们是不是愿意神的见证在我们这个人的身上彰显出来？
Are we willing to reveal our testimony?
所以我们问主啊，我的光还在吗？
So we ask the Lord, is my fire still lit?
我们也可以问我们的父母，问我们的配偶，我们的光还在吗？
We could ask our spouse and anyone around us, is my fire still lit?
如果不在的时候，我们可以向他们继续来支取这样的光。
If your fire is no longer there, you could come back to them and ask them to light it up.
让神的光再一次照亮我们。
So that we could be lit up again.
好像我们里面一切的黑暗被除尽。
Just like how the darkness will now diminish.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道真的是我们要把这样的一个热火传给人的时候不容易。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you it is difficult to pass on this fire.
如果你没有在他的心里面点起的话，
If you did not light up the fire in his heart,
好像很多时候他很难相信我们所信的主是谁。
A lot of times these people, they don't know who our Lord is.
特别是我们已经想很多方法，好像我们的配偶之前不信的时候。
And a lot of times you already thought of many different ways to tell them.
不断地在他面前做见证。
To continually give them testimony.
或是我们的同伴不信主的时候，我们不断地在他们面前做见证。
And when our companions do not believe in the Lord, we keep on telling them testimony.
就是有一天他们的火被我们点起来了。
And one day the fire will be lit.
我们发现我们自己的火没有了。
And then you recognize at that time your fire is now gone.
就在那样冷淡的时候。
And it is at that time when you're away.
我们看到别人在点亮的时候，我们的心里面好像也不愿意他们跟我们一起点亮。
And when you see other people's fire still going strong, you don't want to get close to them.
反过来说一件事情，就是当别我们看到别人的火不再亮的时候，
and on the other hand, if you see other people's fires no longer lit,
我们要非常的小心再把他的火点起来。
Then we should come carefully and leave them again.
可是有时候如果我们的话语不对的时候，或是我们的态度不对的时候，
but if we approach them with the wrong words,
可是我们在他的身上点火，
then we will be lighting the side of the candle.
没有在他的心里面点起这样的热火，
not lighting up the needs of the candle.
我们的热就等于他身上的痛。
Then a fire is burning the body.
所以呢，在他的身上可能有一个记号。
So maybe we're making a mark or scar on the body.
那是一个有伤痕的记号。
Then it would become now a mark of a scar.
那是因为我们没有很正确的把我们这样的一个火传给他们。
It's because we're not lighting them up correctly.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里交通的时候，
So brothers and sisters, what are we going to talk about today?
所以呢，就是讲到说我们在神的面前，
Is that when we come before our Lord,
任何时候我们里面黑暗了，
Anytime when we are now in darkness,
我们就要回到主的面前，
That is time for us to come back to the Lord,
让这个基督的爱重新把我们里面的爱火点起来，
So that with God's love, our fire can be lit again.
所以呢，接续这些日子，我们所传递的一些主要的信息。
So in these couple of times when we pass on this message,
就是要传递，就是我们要在神的面前行神眼中看为正的事。
And these messages will go around how we have to do what's right in God's mind.
所以我们今天要看到另外一位君王，他叫做西西家王。
So today we're going to focus on King Hezekiah.
那这位君王呢，值得我们细细的来看。
And this king requires a lot of our attention.
那我们也要从他的身上来学习许多我们应当维持的生活。
And there's a lot of things we need to learn from this king.
所以我们看到呢，在大卫王之后的君王。
So we see that the king after King David.
那能够跟大卫王相比的并不多。
Now there's not that many kings that is worthy to be compared to King David.
好像呢，大卫王呢，他是一个主要的君王。
Just like King David is now the main king.
那任何一个君王呢，都要来与他相比。
That all the kings will now be compared to King David.
所以呢，在荧幕上我们看到许多的君王，凡是红色的部分，都是这些君王愿意行神眼中看为正的事。
So all the kings' names that are in red, those are the ones that do God's will.
那蓝色的部分呢，都是这些君王呢行神眼中看为恶的事。
The names that are in blue are the kings that are not doing God's will.
可是呢，西西家王却不一样。
But I tell you that King Hezekiah is different.
下一页。好，那这里呢，我们看到就是大卫王呢，他一直是一个标准在那里。
Now we see that King David has set a standard.
什么样的标准呢？圣经上说，神呢设立大卫做以色列百姓的君王。
And here in the Bible it says God raised up David to be the king.
所以呢，神就为大卫做见证。
So then, God is testifying concerning whom he is.
做什么见证呢？他说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人。
The testimony is, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart.
那凡事要遵行我的旨意行。
And who will do all my will?
哎，也就在大卫过世之后。
And it is after David passed away.
那圣经上就记载的时候，就说大卫在世的时候，他遵行了神的旨意。
And then in the Bible it says, David, who has done God's will.
或是说大卫遵行了神的旨意，就服侍了那一代的人。
Or it says,David has followed God's will and he has served his people.
弟兄姊妹，什么是神的旨意呢？
And brothers and sisters, what is God's will?
我们常常都在那里寻求神的旨意。
That we always are seeking for God's will.
所以我的老师呢，刘布里牧师，他最常说的一句话就是。
So one of my teachers, he always say this.
凡主所不喜悦的事。
For all things that God's will.Doesn't like.
我就不想不看不听不说也不做。
That I would not think, I would not look, I would not hear, I would not talk about it, and I would not do it.
弟兄姊妹，什么是主所不喜欢之事？
Now, what are the things that are not according to God's will?
我们就不想、不看、不听、不说、也不做。
Then we will refuse to think about, to look at, to hear, to talk, or to do.
所以呢，在我们寻求神的旨意的时候，先把神不喜悦的事隔开。
So when we are seeking for God's will, we first separated all the things that is not in God's will.
所以就有50%的机会，我们可以行在神喜悦的事里面。
After we've done that, then we have a 50% chance to do God's will.
所以呢，在这50%里面，我们神喜悦的生活里面，我们来寻求他的旨意的时候，我们就可以遵循他的旨意去行。
So now in the remaining 50%, we have a much better chance doing things according to God's will.
所以今天我们交通到西西家王的时候
，So today when we talk about King Hezekiah.
那我们发现呢，圣经给他一段的评语。
Then we see that this is what the Bible talks about him.
这里讲到他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Here it says that this king does the righteous thing in God's will.
却效法他主大卫所行的。
And just like he did what David has done.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经看了那么多的君王。
Brothers and sisters, we have looked at many kings.
只有西西家王提到说他遵行大卫所行的事。
And this is the only king, King Hezekiah, that says he does what David does.
只有西西家被大卫一起相比。
And only this king, King Hezekiah, is compared to King David.
这样的评语呢是非常难得的。
And I tell you that it is a hard thing to accomplish.
为什么呢？因为我们要从他的父亲开始看起。
Why? Because we're going to first look at it from this king's father.
所以在历代志下的时候 我们可以看到他的父亲叫亚哈斯。
So in 2 Chronicles chapter 28, his father is King Ahaz.
那亚哈斯呢？他在极难的时候，他就越发得罪神。
And we see that King Ahaz, in the time of distress, he became even more unfaithful.
所以呢，遇到越多的难处，或是遇到越多的敌人的时候，他的心就与神越相离。
So in the time of distress, when his enemy rise, he would actually depart further from the Lord.
不但这样，外邦的神攻击以色列的时候
，and no longer that, when other tribes are attacking Israel.
那他不但没有拒绝呢，还把这些外邦大马色的神供奉成自己的神。
Not only he would refuse, but he actually would sacrifice to the gods of Damascus.
所以他离开了真神，供奉假神。
So that he would depart from the one and only God and start sacrificing to the other gods.
所以一路下去，我们看到那些假神使以色列人众人败亡。
So we see that from his action, Israel became the downfall.
可是这个亚哈斯他的心没有回转。
But this king Ahaz, he never repented.
他回到神的殿里面就毁坏神殿里面的器皿。
And the thing that he did was he came back to the house of the Lord and start cutting the utensils in the house.
器皿毁坏之后他就把神殿的门给封锁起来。
And after he has done cutting all the utensils in pieces, he closed the door of the house of the Lord.
不但再也不进殿，却在城里面的拐角处开始立上祭坛。
Furthermore, he would make altars for himself in every corner of Jerusalem.
这些祭坛都是为着敬拜这些假神所使用的。
And all these altars will now serve the other idols.
所以不但在整个国的中心，他把假神立起来。
So in the midst of his country, he now raised up all these different idols.
他在犹大的各城里面也立起丘坛。
He also made a lot of high places.
立起丘坛之后，他就在那里烧香敬拜假神。
And on these high places, he can now burn incense to the other idols.
所以我们可以发现，就是西西家王他的父亲亚哈斯是一个作恶的君王。
So we see that King Hezekiah, his father King Ahaz, was a bad king.
所以在这样的情况之下，父亲影响儿子是非常容易的事。
So in this situation, it's only natural that the son will follow what the father did.
可是我们看到西西家他并不这么做。
But we see that King Hezekiah did not do that.
所以我们看到他从最下面开始呢，他回转依靠耶和华以色列的神。
And here we could see that how he repented and he brought his country back to God.
当他接下国位之后呢，他就废去丘坛。
And after he has become a king, he now break all the high places.
不但背弃秋坛呢，他还打坏摩西所造的铜蛇。
And not only he break the high places, but he also broke in pieces the bronze serpent.
这个铜蛇呢，在历史上曾经是拯救以色列人的一个记号。
Now this bronze serpent at one time was a symbol of salvation.
可是过了没多久，这铜蛇却成为他们的偶像，在那里敬拜。
But after some time, these bronze serpent became an idol to the people.
那西西家王看到殿的门被锁起来之后，他就重新把它打开。
And after King Hezekiah saw that the door of the Lord is closed, he now reopened it.
而且重新修理。
And he would now start repairing it.
并且吩咐侍奉神的立位人要洁净自己，洁净圣殿，除去污秽。
And also now he asked the Levites to consecrate themselves and start serving in the house of the Lord.
所以在这样的情况之下，我们看到我们的神就再一次与他同在，使他所做的尽都亨通。
So with this, all this, now God come back and make his actions prosper.
所以在他的心里面呢，他就一生专靠耶和华我们的神。
So that's why all his lifetime, King Hezekiah served the Lord.
所以回到整个大环境之下，虽然他的旁就是说他的国家的旁边有敌人亚述王的侵略，他也背叛他们，不肯侍奉他。
So now, even though King Hezekiah is surrounded by King Assyria, but he rebelled against them and did not serve them.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们心里面的火非常的重要。
So brothers and sisters, this fire that is in us is important.
我们到底怎么样对待我们的神？
How do we treat our Lord?
影响到我们的生活和整个侍奉的结果。
Has a direct relationship of how we serve the Lord.
所以呢，西西家王他是一个合神心意的人。
Now King Hezekiah, he does God's will.
就好像我们星期五在交通哥罗西书第三章的时候，我就发现他是一位思想上面式的君王。
Just like when we're talking about Colossians chapter 3, this king is the king that thinks about heavenly things.
我们来读历代志下29章的第一节跟第二节。
Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 29, 1 and 2.
那翻到了，我们一起来读。
Together.
西西家登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷做王19年。他母亲名叫亚比亚，是撒加利亚的女儿。西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫一切所行的。西西家这个名字特别说到耶和华是我的力量。
Now the name Hezekiah has a meaning that Jehovah is my strength.
那他的母亲亚比亚，他的名字是我的父是耶和华。
Now his mother Abijah, her name's meaning is my father is Jehovah.
所以从这一段的经文里面，我们看到这个历代志或是列王记下的作者呢，他们有一个一贯的写法。
So in these two verses we see that the style of the author of 2 Chronicles.
他们不但把这位君王父亲所做的事陈述下来。
Not only this author will capture what the father has done.
那他们也把这个母亲的名字陈列出来。
But this author will also write down the name of the mother.
好让众人可以看到这位君王的父亲母亲是谁。
So for whatever this king is, we know also who his father and mother were.
可是我们看了那么多君王之后，
But after these many, many kings,
我们得到一个结论，就是父亲好，儿子不一定好。
The only conclusion we have is that if the father does right, it does not guarantee that his son will do right.
我们也看到，就是母亲好的时候，儿子不一定行神眼中看为正的事。
And on the other hand, even when the mother is doing what is right, the son does not always do what is right.
可是做父母的会不会影响儿女呢？
But if I ask, would the mother and father have an influence on their kids?
会的。
And I tell you, yes.
因为在圣经里面也常常想到，就是说这些君王效法他们的父亲。
Because in the Bible, a lot of time it says that the next king is following what the first king has done.
所以呢，我们就从这里面，我们也可以看到我们与神的关系。
So here we need to understand the relationship between us.
我们每一个人跟神的关系都是个别的。
That we all have an individual relationship with God.
那我们父母的信仰可能会传递给我们。
That maybe our parents' belief will come to us.
可是呢，我们跟追求神还是在我们自己对神的认识与经历。
But yet our personal relationship with God depends on what we want to do.
如果我们对神越有经历、越认识的时候，这样一个与神的关系才会更加的坚实。
If we spend more time and have more experience with God, then our pursuit will be better.
所以在第二节这里说，西西家行神眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫所一切所行的。
So in verse 2 here is that he did right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done.
不但如此，在列王记下十八章第六节正说到，他谨守耶和华所吩咐摩西的诫命。
But moreover, on 2 Kings chapter 18:6, he said he kept his commandments which the Lord has commanded Moses.
所以从圣经里面我们就看到，就是神就让西西家所行的尽都亨通。
So that's why in the Bible it says that now God makes everything he sees he has done prosper.
他说唯有一件事，就是巴比伦王差遣使者来见西西家，访问国中所献的奇事。
Now there is one thing, even in the matter of the envoys of the rulers of Babylon, who went to him in inquire of the wonder that had happened in the land.
在第一件事情上，神离开了西西家王。
Now on that one thing, God left him alone.
是要试验他，知道他的心内如何。
Only to test him, so that God might know all that was in his heart.
所以我们就要来看看大卫到底做了什么事情。
So here, let's look at what David has done.
大卫呢，他除了赫人乌利亚的那件事。
Now David, there's only except in the case of Uriah the Hittite.
就是他在神的面前行了奸淫这件事。
The only time when David committed adultery.
其他所行的都是神眼中看为正的事。
Everything else David did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
他一生没有违背耶和华的吩咐。
And had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him.
所以我们看到大卫他虽然犯了一件事情非常的严重。
So here, even though David did one really bad thing.
可是他却回到神的面前向神悔改认罪。
But yet he came back and repented.
所以呢，圣经给大卫的评语是说，他一生没有违背耶和华一切所吩咐的。
So that's why in the Bible it says David did what was right in the sight of the Lord all his life.
所以对西西家王来讲
，So for King Hezekiah,
有两个人在他的面前。
Now there's two people in front of him.
一个是他的父亲亚哈斯
，One is his father King Ahaz.
一个是他的先祖大卫王
，And the other is King David.
他看到他父亲所做的和大卫王比一比
，and when he compared what King Ahaz has done comparing to what King David has done，
他就效法大卫所做的
，and at that time he chose to follow what King David。
不但这样，他还谨守神吩咐摩西所记下来的一切律法
，and moreover he is also keeping the commandments that the Lord has commanded Moses。
所以呢，对我今天来讲的话，我也觉得神给我们两个。我们效仿的对象在我前面。
So the same for me. Now God has set up two examples in front of me.
一个可能就是我们生身的父亲。
One may be my natural father.
一个就是叫我们的主耶稣基督。
And the other one is Jesus who has brought us away from sin.
那这两个人都在我们的面前成为我们的榜样。
Now these two people are now our examples to follow.
那另外呢，神要把他宝贵的话语写下来，让我们可以照着圣经的上的话语遵行他。
And on the other hand, God has given us His word so that we could follow His word.
所以我们看到这个西西家王，他一面来效法他的主大卫所行的。
So here we see that King Hezekiah has chose to follow King David as an
example. 那一面也有神的律法在他的心里面照着遵行。
And on the other hand, he's also following all the commandments that God has given us.
那我们看到刚刚这里讲到，就是说只有一件事神离开他。
And he said here, there's only one thing that God left him alone.
离开他是为了要试验他，看看他的内心如何。
And God left him alone only to test him, that he might know all that was in his heart.
那我们在以后的信息我们会再交通这个部分。
And we'll come back to this.
那在这边我只是想劝诫一些弟兄姊妹，就是在生活里面我们感觉到自己生活很痛苦的时候。
So brothers and sisters, but I want to bring up one thing is that when we are living in pain,
好像我们的里面的痛苦没有办法跟别人来分享。
When we think that we cannot share what we're going through,
啊，苦到一种程度，我们只能说神啊，你在哪里？
And then we're so painful. The only thing we can ask is, Lord, where are you?
神啊，你为什么离弃我？
And Lord, why have you forsaken me?
所以这里讲特别讲到，借着这件事，神离开我们要试验我们。
And here it tells us that God leave us alone only to test us.
好，让我们知道我们的内心如何。
So that we might know what is in our heart.
虽然这一句话不能当作我们受苦每一次受苦的答案
Maybe this is not the answer for all the pain and suffering we go through.
可是我们可以思想一下我们受苦的时候是不是神在试验我们的时候
But let's every time think about are we going through a test?
神离开西西家王
God left him alone.
神也有一段时间离开了大卫王
And there was a time when God left David alone.
神也有一段时间离开了约伯
And there was a time when God left Jonah.
神甚至离开了他的独生爱子主耶稣基督
And there's also a time when God had forsaken Jesus for a moment.
可是我们看到结果都是不一样的
But I tell you, all these have different results.
圣经上说西西家王他尽都亨通
And then he said here that everything that Hezekiah does prosper
大卫王的国位却永远长存
And David's kingdom lasts forevermore
约伯最终得到双倍的祝福
And Job has received double what he had before
那主耶稣最后却以复活的大能胜过了死亡
And Jesus in the end came backAnd raise up in glory.
好像神暂时离开我们，并不是永远的离开。
Just like when God leaves us alone, it is only for a short time.
要让我们知道我们对神的心如何。
So that we know what's in our hearts.
所以我们继续交通下去的时候，我们看到西西家王他成为一国之君。
So here we see King Hezekiah has become a king.
他就立刻做了几件事。
And a couple things he has done immediately.
那我们来读啊。同一章的第三节到第七节
Now let's read verse 3 to 7
好请弟兄姊妹一起来读
Brothers and sisters
元年正月开了耶和华殿的门重新修理
You brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them into the square on the east
对他们说利未人啊当听我说现在你们要洁净自己又洁净耶和华你们列祖神的殿从除去污秽之物我们列祖犯了罪行耶和华我们恶的事转脸背向他的居所封锁廊门吹灭灯火不在圣所中向以色列神烧香或献燔祭那我们先停到这边那在这个时候呢最重要一件事情是什么呢
What is the most important thing that we just learned?
在西西家王登基为君王的时候
is that after Hezekiah became king,
他就想把神所吩咐他的所当行的事做出来
He wants to start doing things in God's will.
所以重启殿的门重修圣殿是一件非常重要的事
So to open the doors of the house and repair them is an important thing.
他把关闭的殿门打开
that He now reopened the door that was closed.
他把先前破坏的器皿重新修好
And He has now repaired all the utensils.
虽然他的父亲毁坏神殿里面一切的事物
Even though His father is the person who damaged everything.
那吹灭了神殿中的灯火
and he blowed up the light in the lamp
他把众人要通往敬拜的地方给关锁起来
and he closed the door when people could get to meet God
可是呢西西家王却在这里一一的恢复
and it is King Hezekiah now start to restore
所以他关心神殿里面的光景
so he cares about the house of the Lord
也就是我们一再交通的任何一位君王一旦他想到神的殿的情况的时候
Now, just like all the kings when they thought about the condition of the house of the Lord.
在那一个时代就带来一个复兴。
And it is at that time that there will be a revelation.
在那个时代就重新把神的同在带下来。
And it is also at that time that God's presence now come back to his people.
所以这也是我们今天一再提到的我们的身体就是神的殿。
And this is what we're talking about today, that our body is the temple.
神住在我们的里面我们究竟有没有保养顾惜
That when God dwells in us, are we maintaining the temple?
在我们里面的火是不是常常被点着
Is the fire inside of us already kindled?
如果是常常被点着
Now if this fire is always lit,
就表示有一个服侍的人在那里
Then we know that there is a person who is serving in
我们看到西西家王他愿意神殿里面的灯火是明亮的时候
We see that when King Hezekiah wants to light up the house of the Lord,
他就需要这些侍奉神的人过一个洁净的生活
But he first asked the people to concentrate themselves.
所以今天我们要思想一件事就是我们里面的火是怎么样暗的
So today, the one thing we have to think about is how light up is our fire.
我们里面的火是怎么再一次暗了？
That how come our light, our fire is not lit up in us again?
我们不信主的时候
，when we're not faithful，
好像没有灯火的蜡烛一样
，just like a candle that is not lit。
所以呢，第一次黑暗的原因呢，是因为我们不认识神。
So the first time in darkness is because we did not know God。
可是呢，圣经上却应许我们，他要把这个灯点明。
But in the Bible, it has a promise that it will lit up this light。
所以今天有救恩不断的传给我们。
So today the gospel comes to us。
可是这是第一次我们认识神的时候，神就把我们的里面的火点起来。
And it is the first time when we get to meet our Lord that our fire is lit up.
可是如果我们再行恶的时候，
But now when we go back and do that thing,
这就是第二次黑暗的原因。
Then that's when the second time darkness will come.
因为呢，恶人的灯必要熄灭。
Because it says the lamp of the wicked goes out.
所以呢，当我们再认识神之后，我们又行恶。
So even after we have met the Lord, when we do that thing,
好像我们不愿意这个圣灵在我们里面做管制的工作。
Just like when we're unwilling to let the Spirit lead us.
渐渐的，我们又接受其他的事物在我们里面。
Then slowly we'll let other things come and take place.
好像我们里面充满恶的时候，这个灯火就会消灭。
Just like in us, when we become wicked, then our light goes out.
所以圣经上说到一件事，就是咒骂父母。
So in the Bible it says, he who curses his mother or father,
恨恶弟兄,
he who says, he curses his brother,
说谎话的,
who lies,
这些事是得罪神的事,
these are the things that God don't like,
会让我们的灯火再一次的熄灭,
and these will make the lamp goes out,
这是第二次的黑暗在我们的心里,
and that's the second time when we are in darkness.
当我们这样的经历怎么办呢?
Now when we're in that condition, what are we to do?
弟兄姊妹，这里面的东西必须倒掉。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, we first need to dump out what was in there.
倒掉之后，重新再一次点起火来。
And after you dump it out, then you can light it up again.
可是到达一个时间点的时候
，And it is only until that time.
我们发现那里有一个永远的黑暗在那里等待我们。
That we know that there is this eternal darkness that is.
如果我们不认识我们的神
，If we don't truly know our Lord.
如果我们认识神，却不愿意把我们里面的黑暗给除尽。
If we knew our Lord, but we're not willing to depart from darkness.
你发现神，我们的光没有办法在我们身上显明。
Then I'll tell you that there's no way we could illuminate this light.
到那一个日子来到的时候，我们就永远在黑暗里面。
And then when the time comes, we will forevermore in darkness.
所以西西家王一打开圣殿的时候
，So when King Ezekiel, now we open the door.
光就马上照到圣殿里面。
And the light shines inside of this house.
一切的罪恶显露出来的时候，他就把那些侍奉的人的人差派进去。
And then he sent in the people that have been consecrated to serve.
因为在神的殿里面要有侍奉的人在那里做经常点火的工作。
Yes, in the God's house, it requires people to light up this fire constantly.
所以就是在黑暗的日子里面，神的殿灯火还是通明的。
So even though in the time of darkness, inside the house of God there is light.
今天我们的心也是如此。
And today is the same for us.
常常需要有灯，常常需要有人点火在我们的里面。
That continuously we need people to light up our candle.
好叫我们的里面的殿是洁净的。
So that our temple could be consecrated.
所以主耶稣在世的时候，他也是这样做。
So just like what Jesus did.
当他一走到圣殿里面，看到那么多污秽的事在那里的时候
，When he walked into the temple and he see all these people selling stuff and buying stuff,
他就把那些事全部都推倒在外。
Then he pushed all these outside of the house.
兄姊妹，今天我们如果里面有一点的黑暗，都是神所不喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord do not want any darkness in us.
我们就要把这些的黑暗尽除在外。
So we need to push this darkness out.
第二件事情，西西家王所做的。
And the second thing that King Ezekiel has done,
就是他心中有意与神立约
is that he now has the right mindset and make a commitment to God.
那我们来读第十节的经文
Let's read verse 10.
我们一起来读
together.
现在我心中有意与耶和华以色列的神立约，好使他的烈怒转离我们。所以呢，在这里呢，这一段的经文呢，就讲到就是说。西西家王他在这里他想与神立约
And here it says that King Ezekiel wants to make a covenant with God
一旦立约就是讲到双方都有这样的义务来履行这样的约定
When When it is a covenant, it means that both sides has to be abiding to it.
可是我们却从圣经里面看到, 常常都是神与人来立约。
In the Bible, there are many times when God makes a covenant with man.
所以神与亚伯拉罕立约, 神与摩西立约。
So God made a covenant with Moses. God made a covenant with Abraham.
神也与挪亚立约, 神也与大卫立约。
And God also made a covenant with Noah and also made a covenant.
都是出自神的主动。
It all came from God.
可是在这里我们看到西西家他主动与神立约。
But here we see that it's the other way around.
他的心意是想恢复整个敬拜的次序。
Because Hezekiah wants to establish the order of worship.
所以在他恢复一切敬拜的次序之前,他必须做几件事。
So before he can fully restore this, he has to first do a couple things.
第一件事就是他要废去丘坛。
First thing is he has to take down the high places.
第二件事就是他要毁坏柱像。
And then he needs to take down, break down the sacred pillars.
第三件事就是他要砍下那些木偶。
And he has to cut down the Asherah.
他要打碎摩西所造的那些铜蛇。
And he has to break down the bronze serpent that Moses had made.
所以呢，西西家与神立约之前，他必须把这些罪恶的事给移到一边去。
And before King Hezekiah can restore the relationship, he first needs to destroy all the darkness.
弟兄姊妹，秋坛是什么？
And brothers and sisters, what is these high places?
其实秋坛在以色列那个时代里面，就是讲到一个神龛立在一个高高地上面。
These high places is when people go up to these high places to worship.
好像这些神龛在那里的时候,
just like when these idols were there,
那你可以看到远处很远的山下,
that you could see them from afar.
好像这些神龛在那里辖制着整个山下的一切光景。
Just like these high places now look over this whole country.
所以呢,在这张照片上面我们可以看到一个敬拜假神的祭坛。
So here we see that this is an altar when people sacrifice to idols.
所以呢,这些神龛呢,足足影响神儿女对神的敬拜与纯正的信仰。
So these high places disturb people coming to the Lord.
以致导致神的国中整个的道德跟宗教都沦落了。
So that's why the religious and moral has gone downhill.
那我们也看到这边有一些的柱像在这里。
And here, we also see the pillars.
这些柱像代表着什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of these pillars?
这些柱像就代表着这些假神，接着这些柱像就临在这些神龛之中。
These pillars, just like idols, they now stand in the midst of the people.
有一些柱像他们中空里面就灌着一些牲畜的血在里面。 这些柱像是一个中空的情况之下，他们就把这些牲畜的血灌在里面。
And then these pillars at times is hollow so that people could put animals' blood in it.
所以敬拜的人可以亲闻这些柱像。
So that these people can come and kiss the pillars.
好像他们以为这些柱像就能够保护他们。
And now they think that these pillars are the protection.
西西家为什么要砍下这些木偶呢？
Now why did King Hezekiah want to cut down these pillars?
原来有一个假神叫做名叫亚瑟拉的假神是用木头所造的。
Because there was an idol, his name is Asherah, and he was made of wood.
是用一种常青的木头所造的。
And he uses this special type of evergreen wood.
他们以为这样的木头里面有生命。
And they think the inside of this wood, there was life.
那在耶路撒冷的城里面，这些百姓也敬拜这些铜蛇。
And in the city of Jerusalem, people come and worship this fake idol.
为什么他们敬拜铜蛇呢？
Why would they come and worship this bronze?
哦，原来是在列邦里面，他们也有敬拜蛇的一个习俗。
Because in other tribes, other people worship serpents.
所以以色列百姓就想到，我们也有一个铜蛇。
So then the Israelites, they thought that they also have a serpent.
我们也可以向这个铜蛇来敬拜烧香。
That we could also burn incense to this serpent.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到，不管是外邦的假神也好。
So brother and sister, it doesn't matter if the idol is from the other tribe.
或者一个宗教的礼仪在我们的神的家里面好像被奉为圭臬的时候,
maybe it's only a religious things that people do.
都会影响我们跟神的关系。
These all things will affect our relationship with God.
这些偶像敬拜的生活非常的恐怖。
And worshipping to idols was scary.
所以在跟西西家王同期的这个先知以赛亚他就说道。
So the prophets that served with King Hezekiah, Isaiah, that's what he said.
他在这里讲到任何人接触偶像的时候,
when whoever comes in touch with these idols,
就是受损伤的一个光景。
they would only be harmed.
因为人若与这些假神有接近的时候
because whoever starts to have the relationship with the fake idol,
在他们的里面就会感染一种致命的属灵的盲目
that these people will become blind.
虽然呢，他们所敬拜的不是那些灰烬
Even though they're not worshipping dust.
可是我们知道他们所敬拜偶像的时候他们所感染的是那些毒素
But when people come in contact with these fake idols, they are now poisoned.
叫人属灵的光景一再一再的退后
So that their spiritual life are now poisoned.
今天我们要做什么呢
So what are we to do today?
今天我们与神立约我们要做什么呢
Now, what are we to do in this covenant?
最基本的就是除去这些偶像
The very basic thing we do is we have to put aside this idol.
所以当我们继续看下去的时候，第三件事情。
So when we go down some more,
那西西家在这里作为一位君王，他就劝勉所有的百姓。
And King Hezekiah gave us this advice.
他说不要懈怠，神拣选你们。
And he says, do not be negligent now, for the Lord has chosen you.
我们来读第六节到第九节，在节目单上的第六节到第九节。
Now let's read verse 6 to 9.
我们一起来读
together.
我们列祖犯了罪行耶和华我们神眼中看为恶的事离弃他转脸背向他的居所封锁廊门吹灭灯火不在圣所中向以色列神烧香或献燔祭因此耶和华的愤怒临到犹大和耶路撒冷将其中的人抛来抛去令人惊吓嗤笑正如你们亲眼所见的所以我们的祖宗倒在刀下我们的妻子儿女也被掳掠我们再读第十一节我的众子啊现在不要懈怠因为耶和华拣选你们站在他面前侍奉他与他烧香所以我们读到的第六节到第九节的时候
So when we come to verse 6 to 9
我们可以发现神的工作是立即的
We see that God's work is real
所以一个君王怎么样带领百姓在那里侍奉
So how the king lead his people
所以神的结果也是马上临到全国的百姓
And the consequences comes almost immediately
所以一个国王他行了正的时候神的祝福下来
So when the king does the right thing then the country receives
可是当他行恶的时候神的愤怒也同样临到
But when the king does bad then God's wrath comes right away
我们在这里看到西西家王劝勉这些利未人要来侍奉
And then King Hezekiah now advised the Levites to come serve.
就好像今天我们一信主一受浸之后我们就要起来侍奉。
Just like today, after we have been baptized, we walked up and served.
今天神的儿女为什么生命没有办法长进?
And how come at times that our life cannot grow?
最大的一个问题就是存在在于我们不侍奉。
And the biggest problem lies in when we're not willing to serve.
我们觉得我们敬拜神就够了。
When we think that by worshipping is enough.
可是我们就不用侍奉他。
And you don't need to serve.
可是常常我们如果只存着这样的一个心智慢慢慢慢我们里面的火就消失了。
But when we think like that, then our fire will now be put out.
侍奉在哪里侍奉侍奉在神的殿里面侍奉。
Now, where do we serve? We serve in the house of the Lord.
所以这些侍奉的人在神的殿里面是常常把神殿里面的光点起来。
That's why the people that serve in this house, they continuously light up the fire.
所以我们在神的家里面就要尽我们一份的功用。
So that's why in the house of the Lord, we have to do our share.
不但要侍奉，而且要不懈怠的侍奉。
Not only we serve, but we serve continuously.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们拣选一个侍奉。
Today, brothers and sisters, let's pick a service.
不是同工或是负责弟兄来邀请你，你来侍奉。
Not when a brother and sister ask you to serve.
我们看到这里讲到是神拣选我们来侍奉他。
But here, it is God who has chosen you to serve.
所以我们侍奉神是因着神拣选我们来侍奉。
So today, when we serve, we are serving because God has chosen us.
我们也不是在众人面前的侍奉才叫侍奉。
And it's not only the things that we do in front of the people that counts as serving.
因为我们今天还不在于这些职位上的名称而已。
Because today we don't only care about the position.
所以我们侍奉神。
So when we serve our Lord.
就不在于人看重不看重我们。
we do things and we don't care about what other people think.
我们侍奉神, 我们就只在乎神看重不看重我们。
And when we serve, the only things that we care about is if that's what the Lord wants.
弟兄姊妹, 我们侍奉神,
So brothers and sisters, when we serve continuously.
让神的家里面有光,
so that God's house can be light up.
我也知道, 当我们这样讲的时候, 口头上的讲非常的容易。
And I know that it is easy to say and done.
可是当我们要真正去侍奉的时候, 就不容易。
But when we truly try to do it, it becomes difficult.
好像呢, 如果有一天我们对于我们自己一点感觉的时候都没有的时候,
Just like when there's one day when you don't feel like you want to serve.
或是弟兄姊妹对我们的侍奉一点感觉都没有的时候,
Or when whatever we do, other people don't feel about it.
我们会不会有一个自怜的感觉就上来了?
Then maybe we start to pity ourselves.
好像别人都不在乎我。
Just like maybe no one cares about what I do.
会不会我们个人看重于我们的侍奉过于我们看重神?
Now maybe at that time you care more about what you do than what you're doing to God.
有时候我们也真的是希望别人给我们多一点的赞美。
Maybe sometimes we're just hoping for some recognition.
弟兄姊妹,我们在这里要晓得一件事,
But brothers and sisters, one thing we have to understand.
就是没有的时候,就是没有赞美的时候,我们还要不懈怠的侍奉。
That even when people don't recognize it, even when people don't praise you, you still need to serve.
所以我们一起在教会里面侍奉主的时候,
So brothers and sisters, when we come together to serve.
希望所有的弟兄姊妹都一起起来。
I hope that all brothers and sisters will raise up.
当弟兄姊妹愿意侍奉的时候,
and it is at that time when we are all willing to serve.
常常我们会发现同工跟负责弟兄又十分的谨慎。
Then we'll see that sometimes brothers are being very careful.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为同工跟负责弟兄他们在神的家里面领受了一个职分。
Because these leading brothers and sisters, they are now chosen to do a specific task.
都愿意神的儿女起来侍奉,
and they all want everyone to raise up.
可是起来侍奉的时候又要确保一个品质在那里。
But when these people raise up, we want to make sure that they serve with quality.
因为希望所有侍奉的人都可以除尽那样的一个罪。
Because we want these people to first be consecrated.
好像在神家里面的侍奉是一个洁净的侍奉。
Because this work that people do has to be holy.
所以有时候我们在教会里面虽然有同工负责弟兄，在这些的职位上看看大家的侍奉有没有起来。
So there are times when we have to watch to see if people are doing what they're supposed to do.
可是我们要知道他们不是在那里拦阻我们的侍奉。
But we need to understand that they're not trying to stop us from serving.
他们在神的面前领受一份职事的时候,
Because when they come to the Lord and get a specific task,
也是在那里为着造就所有的弟兄姐妹。
Because they all serve with the same purpose is to make us grow.
有时候我们同工负责弟兄可能会把话说得很严厉。
A lot of times, maybe the leading brothers and sisters will say things with warnings.
在我们的里面我们就要听闻。
We'll say strict things, and it is at that time we need to listen.
说了一次,说了两次,在我们的里面我们需要有感动。
When they say these strict things to us more and more, then we need to really hear it.
这样好像我们中间的服事可以一起联合在一起。
So that when we come and serve, we serve in one mindset.
当然我们的弟兄也需要我们一起的扶持。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we all need everyone's support.
所以在身体的服事里面，我们要常常用祷告来支持他们。
So that when we serve in this body, we support each other with prayer.
因为我们在神的家里面确实是一个身体的侍奉。
Because in God's house, we are one body.
是在同一个元首之下的侍奉。
We are all with the same head.
当这个弟兄、这个姐妹光景不对的时候,
When a brother and a sister or a sister going through a tough time,
我们就要有这样的一个爱心去把他的火重新点燃起来。
Let us use a love to lit up their candle.
我们就要殷勤的祷告, 让圣灵的工作, 让在他的心里面再一次点燃起来。
And we will pray earnestly that the Spirit will lit up the fire again.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是我们在神家里面侍奉的一个原则。
Brothers and sisters, that's the central theme of why we serve.
我们不看高我们自己。
That we are not looking at ourselves when we serve.
我们也不看低我们自己。
And we are not looking down on ourselves either.
可是我们今天所重视的是什么呢?
But today, the one thing that we care about.
我们重视的是到底我们的弟兄身上，到底我们自己的身上有没有这个光在那里？
Is that when we serve, when we're in this house, do we have the fire?
有些弟兄姐妹可能很矮。
Maybe a sister or a brother has only little fire.
他里面有光。
But in him, there's fire.
这就是见证。
And this fire is the testimony.
有些弟兄姊妹虽然很高。
But maybe a brother and sister, they stand really tall.
可是如果这个见证失去了。
But even if he stands tall, if the fire is gone,
神还是不能在他的身上彰显出来。
Then God cannot reveal himself in him.
所以今天我们在神的家里面，我们彼此绝对是有关系的。
So today I tell you, we are actually connected.
再一次去把这个火点燃在我们弟兄姐妹的身上。
So how about we go around and lit up this fire?
曾经是你传福音给他的人。
Maybe someone who you preached the gospel to before.
我们就要更加的谨慎，你不要在他身上把火给吹熄了。
We have to pay extra attention so that we don't put out the fire ourselves.
在最微小的肢体身上，他的侍奉都是在那里荣耀神。
Because in even the smallest body, whatever he does, he serves.
所以我们把光传出去。
So when we pass on this light,
我们把神的荣耀彰显在世人的面前。
We will reveal the glory of God in front of people.
所以我们说到最后的时候，列祖犯罪，行神眼中看为恶的事。
So in conclusions, our ascendants, they sinned and they did the wrong thing.
你看到他们的结果是什么？
And the consequences is this.
这里说到愤怒临到犹大跟耶路撒冷城。
That God's wrath came up on the city of Jerusalem.
其中的人被抛来抛去。
A lot of people are now get tossed around.
这样的光景，耶利米说到是令人惊吓的，而且令外邦的人嗤笑。
And then Jeremiah said, "These are in horror."
而且呢，整个的结果影响了祖宗倒在刀下，妻子儿女也被掳掠。
And now the people, the wives are now killed and are now captive.
这样的影响往上又往下。
And these affect both up high and down low.
可是今天我们教宗西西家王的时候，
And when we talk about King Hezekiah,
我们看到他专靠耶和华以色列的神。
We see that he only served the Lord wholeheartedly.
他一在位的时候，他就开了耶和华殿的门。
And the first thing he did when he became king was he reopened the door of the house of the Lord.
他就在那里重新修理神的殿。
And he repaired these doors.
恢复里面的器皿都可以用来侍奉神。
And he restored all these utensils.
他自己与神立约。
And he made a covenant with God.
他废除一切的偶像。
And he abolished all these
idols. 所以在他的国中没有一切的木偶。
So that in his country there's no longer any idols.
所以他自己和百姓可以站在神的面前侍奉神。
So that he and his people can now serve the Lord.
他们把他们最美的祷告献在神的面前。
And he now can give the most beautiful prayer to God.
结果呢？
And what is his consequence?
神的烈怒就离开了这个国家，神的烈怒就离开了整个耶路撒冷城。
And with that, God's wrath now left Jerusalem.
换来的是神的同在。
Coming back is now God's presence.
所以圣经就讲到说，西西家王无论往何处去，神都使他亨通。
And in here, the Bible says King Hezekiah doesn't matter what he does, God make him prosper.
所以我们就想到大卫王呢，在这里呢做一件事情。
So here we see King David has done one thing.
他按着神的心意在那里生活的时候。
And when he does what God writes in God's mind,
他就服侍了那一代的人。
And he became a servant to his age.
西西家王效法大卫王。
And King Hezekiah followed the example of King David.
不违背神的吩咐去行。
And he does what's right in God's will.
所以神所吩咐的他都去做了。
And he has done all God asked him to do.
他也一样，他就服侍了那一代的人。
And at the same time, he became a servant to his people.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在神的面前侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, when we come, sir,
如果我们行神眼中看为正的事，
if we do the right thing,
我们就服侍我们这一代的人，
then we are serving our people.
是如果我们行神眼中看为恶的事，
but yet if we do the wrong thing,
我们的祖宗倒在刀下，
then just like our ascendants, they die.
妻子儿女也被掳掠，
and wives and children are now captive.
有何等的影响力？
Now, how influential is
在我们的心里面，我们要警醒敬畏。
So that's why we have to be watchful.
常常让神的光再一次在我们里面照明。
Be mindful that the lights don't go out.
好叫我们能够行在神的旨意里面。
So that we can walk in God's will.
我们来唱诗歌251首。
Let's sing Psalm 251. Here I ask a question. Oh, have we grieved thee?
我曾否叫圣灵忧愁。
have we made the Spirit great?
弟兄姊妹，每一天我们的生活，神都在那里鉴察，神都在那里看着我们。
Brothers and sisters, everything we do, God sees.
神的眼，神的心，常常在他的殿里面看我们。
That God's eyes and His heart are looking at us in His house.
我们里面的灯火暗了。
Now when our light is now not lit.
不是把神关锁起来。
Now that we are bound in God.
我们里面黑暗了。
When we are in darkness.
是神就离开了我们。
It is when we depart from our God.
让我们不要叫圣灵忧愁。
So let's not make the Spirit grieve.
让我们不要随便的冷落。
So that we don't turn cold.
让我们能够常常回到神面前
and we could always come back to the Lord.
让圣灵再一次在我们里面光照
so that the Spirit can work in us.
我们来唱这首诗歌
Let's sing this song.
第一节到第四节